Hey guys, welcome to Spirituality for the Real World. It's episode 11, which is the most divine number that there is. So today we're talking about the most divine relationship that there is, which is called the twin flame relationship and the twin flame journey. So the concept of twin flames is one of the most confusing journeys within spirituality because the twin flame journey itself is unique for every set of twins, but the template and the design of the twin flame connection is all rooted in the same foundation. So let's start with the basics. So the twin flames begin as one soul before their incarnation onto Earth. When the soul decides to incarnate onto Earth, it is divided into two bodies. The soul splits into two because twins have a very specific mission to deliver on Earth, and the more people there are carrying out this mission, the better, so they can deliver in more abundance by splitting up their responsibilities. The responsibilities of the twins are generally to expand the definition of love by promoting unconditional love, breaking the outdated relationship templates within basically every single category, and striving for more out of life than the old mold of society. As the souls go through life, they resonate deeply with searching for more out of life because they are sent here with a mission to help Earth ascend to a higher consciousness by embodying the highest vibration possible, which is unconditional love. Twins help raise the frequency of the planet and everybody on it by embodying this high frequency. As we know, society is not rooted in unconditional love or a connection to source and to everything and everyone, because society is rooted in separation, ego-based consciousness, which the twins aren't aligned with because they're twins. Twins are aligned with connection, initially for their twin, and then this connection is spread out and reflected in a connection to everything else. Since twins lead separate lives initially, they won't be guided to meet for the first time or recognize each other for who they are to each other until they do some serious healing work on themselves because of the negative societal programming that happens, which blocks twins from being able to recognize each other. Once they reach a certain level of their own healing, they'll be divinely guided to meeting or to recognizing their twin as their twin. Then, meeting your twin is what reignites the passion to accomplish this mission. Reject anything that isn't rooted in unconditional love, and this will take the twins to the next level of the mission. How the twins are taken to the next level is different for everybody down to the specifics, but the how is always rooted in the same foundation. We'll talk about the how during this episode as it relates to before and after meeting your twin. So while the individual twins pursue their missions, they have a deep knowing that there is somebody else just like them out there, which causes these two humans to ultimately end up subconsciously searching for each other their entire lives in everybody that they meet until they find each other or recognize each other, if they happen to meet before they really understand what each other means to each other. For example, you could have met your twin when you were really young, but at that point, you won't know exactly what this person means to you before you undergo more of the individual experiences of the twin flame journey and are able to understand this person as your twin by going through your own experiences and individual spiritual awakening to a certain extent. But also, obviously, everybody can have a deep resonance for their partner before they're actually with them. But for twins, it's a really deep soul level knowing because you're literally one soul split into two people. The individual experiences that lead to a spiritual awakening will unfold throughout the lives of the twins as part of the twin flame template, but that won't be obvious until the twins recognize that they've been on their journey forever once they recognize their twins. This means that the twins will experience trauma in their lives in order to learn how to transmute any negativity into love, because that's the lesson that the twins are here to learn, accomplish, and then to teach by leading by example. Twins resonate with the concept of being the light they wish to see in the world, which drives them to become alchemists and masters of this transmutation process. So basically, twins are guided to treat life with a foundation of alchemy, which means transforming any negativity into positivity by a commitment made to actively heal and dive into every traumatic experience with a deep knowing that it will ultimately lead to a meaningful lesson that will ultimately deepen their spiritual connection to the world and themselves. And that alchemy is what makes life worth living, because a foundation built upon alchemy paves the way for the fact that life happens for you, not to you. So I know that was a lot, but stay with me. So if you believe that life happens for you, you'll release any victim mentality mindset and accept responsibility for your own life. And if you feel responsible for your own life, then you'll respect yourself and your life and life itself by acting out of pure love, by showing up authentically in everything you do. Twins operate from a high frequency of love because it's the only frequency twins feel really comfortable operating on. I tried to stray away from this vibration in my past and blamed people for my circumstances and my energy levels, and it wasn't until I was guided to find meaning and seek more out of life that I understood why I had felt so consistently out of alignment until that realization point in my life's journey. When I tapped into spirituality to help me heal from the grief of losing my best friend to a drug overdose when I was 20, I learned how to operate from love by going through the healing process and finally landed in alignment and a high vibration. This brought a lot of meaning to the traumatic experience and has led me to everything I've experienced, because his death transformed the way that I perceive life and how I navigate it. My consciousness expansion after that experience is what's fueled me towards everything that has happened in my life since then, and that initial spiritual awakening is what drew me closer to meeting my twin, and it couldn't have happened without it. So that fuel has transformed a bit and evolved, but it was all initiated within the spiritual awakening and activation I experienced after losing my best friend. Without the healing journey that developed from there, I wouldn't have anything that exists in my life today. For me, the process of raising my spiritual maturity started in 2008, but really came in strong in 2015 when I started to meet a lot of the members of my current soul family who opened me up more to love and to more opportunities to be alchemized. And I reached the level where I was ready to meet my twin and go through that next process of spiritual development. Then the divine gave me the green light to meet my twin, but initially I wasn't able to understand him as my twin until we went through the typical stages of the twin flame template. 8 months into the journey is when the divine guided me to stumble across the concept twin flame for the first time, when I was spiritually mature enough to commit to and prioritize learning about the journey. The concept cleared up all of my confusion regarding what was happening within my connection. I knew it was a divine connection, but I didn't understand why this connection felt so different than any other connection I had ever been a part of before, and I didn't understand why the choices I was making within my other connections were not working the way that I thought they would within this connection, and I was so confused and insecure in myself as to why everything that had worked for me in the past wasn't working now. And that was my ego talking, but the ego really has no place on this journey. And that's because meeting your twin, or recognizing who your twin is to you, changes your whole life. It's meant to make you reevaluate everything in your life and forces you to evolve your approach to life because of that initial shock of not feeling anything, you know, like anything that you do is working, because the twin flame connection shows you that the relationship skills and methods that you picked up on earlier in life don't apply to the twin flame connection, because the twin flame connection is built upon a completely different foundation than any other connection that we're used to building as a society. It's not considered to be a normal connection because society teaches us that love is transactional. For example, I do this for you and then you do this for me. You owe me something because I did that for you. And yeah, the list goes on. But the twin flame template is built upon unconditional love and surrender to the divine plan. None of the rules that we're familiar with will apply to this template, which means that all of the choices made that are based on anything other than unconditional love and surrender will fail, and they won't produce the results that you're looking for. And when you're not getting what you want from your twin because what you want is based on societal programming and so-called fairy tales, but then the love doesn't go anywhere, it becomes really confusing. Your twin won't treat you like a normal soulmate connection would. It's just not how it works. It's confusing because this unconditional love develops for them when they're not treating you like you thought a romantic connection would. You want to feel angry with them, but you can't. All you're intuitively guided to feel is to move towards healing yourself by surrendering to the design of the twin flame template, which is based on you, not based on your twin. That was the biggest struggle for me initially, but then when I learned about pursuing unconditional love and showing up differently in the connection, I felt a lot more secure in the way that I was navigating it. And that's not because my twin was reacting better to me, but it was because I was more secure and less reactive to his choices, and I was more aligned with the core of who I was because I was discovering layers of myself that I felt more comfortable embodying in my own life once I was aligned to unconditional love initially for my twin. But that new sense of alignment then also leaked into every area of my life, and I was happier overall because I was honoring myself in new ways that I had never felt before. As I was cultivating more love for myself, all of a sudden the unconditional love for my twin was established, because your twin and you are one soul. So the more you love yourself, the more you love them, no matter what they're doing in the 3D world. That development of unconditional love really confused me initially, but that's the major indicator that you're on the twin flame journey. Your twin activates this in you and teaches you how to navigate life in a more fulfilling way. The twin flame activation is meant to push you in the direction of unconditional love and remind you of who you are at your core. It doesn't matter how your twin is treating you. What matters is that you have this unconditional love for them, for reminding you of who you are. Your ego will try to fight this transmutation, but you have to let go of your ego on this journey. Gratitude for every single phase of the journey has to develop, and it's the only thing that will help you move through the obstacles of the twin flame journey. being reminded to love myself more is what I'm most grateful for. A lot of gratitude developed during the separation phase also, but we're not going to talk about that phase yet. So for me, another indicator of being on the journey is that I noticed myself becoming addicted to consuming high vibe content from spiritual teachers like Shaman Doric and Gabby Bernstein and Miguel Ruiz, and forgetting about low vibe media like reality TV. By focusing on consuming high vibe content like this, I was rebuilding my connection to myself, because your twin is you. And when you meet them, you are essentially meeting yourself, and all the love you feel for them has to be directed to yourself in order to navigate the journey with less obstacles. And when you redirect that love to yourself, you're essentially indirectly directing it at them, because your twin is you. You share a soul, so anything you do for yourself, you are doing for them to an extent and for the health of the connection, whether the choices are good or bad. So whatever choices you make for yourself impacts the connection you share through your twin soul. So make good choices. And to be honest, if you think about it in the big picture, everybody is connected, literally everybody. So this, you know, feeling like what you do affects everybody else stretches beyond your connection with your twin. So let's dive into that a little bit deeper. What does it mean that your twin is you? Because that to me sounds insane, so I'll break it down further. So it means that since you share a soul, you share a chakra system. Your chakra system is connected at all times, literally all times. So before you meet, after you meet, when you're separated physically, like, you get it. So once you meet them, your chakras realign to their original alignment based on unconditional love, and this activation forces your soul's evolution back to love, where it started before the trauma and societal programming damaged it. So when you meet your twin, you get this feeling of familiarity and comfort that is like nothing you've ever felt before. That's because your twin is your perfect energetic match. You vibrate on the same exact frequency, and we all know that when you feel comfortable in somebody else's energy, you feel more inclined to and more comfortable about being your authentic self. So this can happen when soulmates meet also, but the level of purity at which it happens when you're when you're in your twin's energy is on another level above any other connection. So for me, I have a lot of soulmates in my life, hashtag blessed, and each of those connections have been so special and have allowed me to feel so comfortable in myself. And I didn't know that there was a higher level of this feeling available for me to experience. So when I met my twin and my mind and my body and my soul were more comforted than ever before, it was amazing until it started to scare me. I didn't understand why meeting this one person had this kind of power over my vibration. I didn't understand why meeting this person caused me to feel more connected to myself and to my purpose. It didn't make sense to me then, but now I understand why it brought me closer to me, and that's because your twin is you. So now that we understand that, we can understand that this is what the journey is actually about. The journey is about finding yourself. The journey has nothing to do with your twin beyond that fact. Twin flames are romanticized because romance is very attractive, obviously, and the romance is used within the template to get us on the journey initially. But the romance aspect only lasts for so long until the healing journey starts, and until you realize that the journey is about becoming your best self without any attachment to your twin, And the longer it takes for you to realize this as it relates to your twin, the more obstacles you will experience within the connection to your twin. Your twin activates your journey to yourself. And trigger alert, that is their only responsibility. They're not responsible for actually being your romantic partner. You're responsible for becoming your best self for you. And when you do that, everything in your life improves, including the connection with your twin, and will probably lead to a healthy romantic connection with them after the journey into yourself solidifies. Your twin teaches you so many lessons, and it's your job to transmute every single lesson into love, even if at first it doesn't seem like any love exists in any of their actions because you have a narrow, outdated definition of love. But once you're guided to expand your definition of love, you'll realize that everything they do is always out of love, because the way you end up reacting to them is rooted in learning more about yourself and growing your connection to yourself. So no matter what it may look like they're doing, it's all rooted in love. It's all disguised in leading you to connect deeper to yourself through the roller coaster of emotions that pop up during your healing journey. I fluctuated between feeling so much love and frustration, and it was hard to manage until I realized what was really going on. And when you connect deeper to yourself, you connect more deeply to your purpose, and you'll feel worthy of living a great life. You'll feel inclined to love more. You show up authentically in your life, and you have to thank this person for, you know, getting you there regardless of what they did. And that's how you attract your twin, by becoming your best self. That's the secret. It's all connected, but there are so many layers. And yeah, you can thank this person for reminding you of who you are, but you really should be thanking yourself. One, because your twin is you, but also because you're responsible for your life. Nobody else is, and it's hard to remove your twin from the equation, but you have to. The twin flame dynamic is just the thing that sparks this, but before you even came to Earth, you signed up for this, and you made all the decisions and plans initially, so really everything is you. But yeah, it's all connected. But why does meeting your twin initiate the entire process that I just spoke about? It's because your twin is your divine mirror. Your twin mirrors everything about you back to you. All the good parts of you and all the bad parts of you. The twin flame dynamic is meant to bring to the surface our old self-destructive wounds. It exposes all of the things we have long forgotten. Your twin triggers all of these repressed feelings in you, which could include fear of abandonment, fear of commitment, fear of not being enough, fears pertaining to codependency, and so much more to be healed and to be released. And it's scary AF, making the connection hard to navigate because of all of these extreme emotions across the spectrum. And that's when the transmutation into love has to start, because being stuck in seeing your wounds but not treating them with radical self-love is pretty much unbearable. There's so much love for the twins, but there's so much fear because of the exposure to your shadows that they initiate. The exposure can overtake the connection and make things difficult. But the denial phase to heal these wounds will pass, and then each twin will be guided to move toward the healing stage motivated by self-love. But the pace at which this part initiates depends on the extent of your personal spiritual development. You can't rely on your twin to heal you when you're feeling down. You have to heal your wounds on your own and release codependency. Codependency can't be included in the twin flame connection. It's not sustainable for the twins, and it will repel them from each other. Twins often become codependent because the feeling of being in your twin's energy is so amazing that it becomes addicting. The addictive quality is what is meant to trigger you into healing yourself, because you'll soon realize that nobody else is meant to make you feel good and secure except for yourself. You have to cultivate the capability to feel whole without your twin. It's a paradox because your twin is your other half, but you are also whole without them. Knowing this, feeling this, and acting this way will improve your whole life and every single relationship dynamic in it, because you're finally introduced to your whole self, and that feeling is too good to give up whether or not your twin stays around. Find that new, comfortable place within yourself and carry it within all of your connections. It sounds hard, but it can be done. And that brings me to the next phase of the twin flame template, which happens after the triggering phase, which is called the separation phase. I'll speak about this phase during part two. So see you guys next time. Thanks for listening. Take care. Bye.